This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The annual Veterans Day Parade in Galesburg is coming up on this Sunday. Of course, Veterans Day is Saturday officially on the calendar, but we tend to have parades on Sundays here in Galesburg anyway, but that's all right because it doesn't matter when the parade actually is, but the point of it is what's important here. And Ryan Hummel is one of the organizers of the Veterans Day Parade and joins me now here in studio. Thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me today.
Talk to me, well, first a little bit about you, if you could. I know you've served and that kind of led to you kind of being interested in keeping this parade going, right?
Well, I recently retired. I had about 22 years in the Illinois Army National Guard.
Thank you for all that.
And, well, thank you. I am an Iraq veteran, deployed twice, and started helping with the parade probably about 10 years ago, helping with the lineup and just assisting with things, and then took over the coordination end of it, the phone calling people and doing the lineup probably about 5 years ago, and then had a guy that's been a staple of it since the beginning retire last year, so that's what led me to where we are today.
Talk to me about that, before I ask about the parade in general, talk to me about that 22 years you served. That's a long time. What kept you in it and what kept you, your desire to serve for so long?
Oh, goodness. I joined at 17 because a guy said he'd pay for college. And it was field artillery. It's physically impossible to fire a howitzer with a frown on your face. So I always loved what I did. You love the people you serve with. We did something we truly weren't, that we enjoyed, and got to go a lot of amazing places. Some good, some bad, but you know, I once I got in, I loved it, and I always said they'd have to push me out the door at 80, but 22 was enough.
I was gonna say, and you certainly don't look 80. Well,
we're doing all right there.
Where was the most interesting place you ever went to while serving?
You know, being over in Iraq fairly early in the war,
yeah,
you know, it was a torn apart country,
the post 9/11 war, or the
This was in 04-05 that we were over there when the Galesburg Charlie Battery, 2nd Battalion, 123rd Field Artillery deployed over there.
Yeah.
We did 15 months over there, and you know, seeing a country in turmoil, seeing a country torn apart like that, and everything from your infrastructure to your money is worthless.
Yeah.
And it's something people don't understand. Egypt was very cool. We were over there to monitor a peace treaty.
Right.
And of course, got to see all the amazing history that's over there. That was definitely a perk of sitting in the desert. You got to go to the pyramids, see the Sphinx, go to Luxor and the Valley of the Kings and all the amazing history that's over there. I really enjoyed Poland. I did a training rotation over in Poland in 09, working with their military as partnered with the Illinois Army National Guard. And it was an amazing experience. It's an amazing country, very upbeat people, and very proud of their history, and we were training them on some homeland security tactics with search and extraction and things of that nature, and just an amazing place. So it's, you look back, and even the things that all veterans look back on, even things that stunk at the moment, no one was having fun in basic training, but then you look back and smile later in life, and it's all good memories.
Yeah, the beginnings never, seems like it's never the good part, but it's where you end up that ends up sticking with you, isn't it?
It's very true.
So let's talk about the Veterans Day Parade here. It's coming up on Sunday. I imagine you don't get a lot of people that would turn down the chance to be in that parade as you talk to them, right?
Galesburg is a very patriotic community. When I was active here in town, You couldn't even go to lunch in uniform in this town and not have your meal paid for usually. It's a very, very supportive community.
In all the years that I've covered the various military deployments and welcome home ceremonies and things like that, I've never seen anything like it before or since anywhere I've been.
The outpouring of support in this community especially has been amazing. When we came home, I mean, they lined the interstates for miles.
Yeah.
And both times. And you know, it is. It's a very patriotic community. So even the years when the weather's not the best, when it's cold, we got rained on one year and the streets were still full.
Yeah.
You know, some bands couldn't even play because they're going to ruin their instruments and stuff. And we still had packed sidewalks. So the parade's usually a good 30 to 45 minutes. And that's me even at sometimes not wanting to, but almost trimming down and trying to combine some things for entries of the parade. I want anyone that contacts me to be in the parade. So I always love hearing from new people and getting new things each year. And it's a packed venue, yes.
Are you still looking for more people to participate or more groups to participate this year?
Absolutely. New things are wonderful. Have groups contact me each year that bring something different to the show, because really you are putting on a show for the public. That's mm-hmm. why you space out the bands. That's why you space out the car clubs. It's why we put military in different parts of the parade, because people, you know, want to see an exciting, fun parade while still, you know, honoring veterans and doing what we're there to do.
So what will we see this year?
Well, we have our high school bands, as always. One band that's always been reliable has got some state competitions this year. I didn't get Rova this year, unfortunately, but... Wow. We always start out with the Monmouth College Pipe Band.
Yeah.
It's unique. And always love them. The Galesburg Band, the Costa Band. We have all our veterans organizations represented, both local military National Guard units, the 444th Chemical Company and the 661st Engineer Detachment, which was the former Charlie Battery Field Artillery.
Right.
And let me think, something unique. We've only had them in just the last few years. Mended Pieces Church brings down their PA and their speakers and sing as they're going down the street. And it's just little things like that that are different. People that make a float or anything, you know, a different display, we encourage that.
Is there a Grand Marshal this year?
There is. A Grand Marshal this year is a State Representative Dan Swanson,
right.
Retired, you know, veteran himself, served in a lot of different units in the Illinois Army National Guard for a long time, and took Don Moffitt's seat there, you know, mm-hmm. last year, and
just talked to him on this program the day before. So
love that guy.
Appropriate, yeah, so very great guy for sure.
He'll be giving a speech at the courthouse this year. What I'm most excited about is we used to do a ceremony at the courthouse, and then due to just the people assisting with the parade, we weren't able to handle both ends of it anymore and do that courthouse ceremony immediately following, and we're firing that back up this year.
Great. So.
Should have immediately following the parade, the ceremony at the courthouse with Dan Swanson speaking and the mayor.
Great.
The Galesburg mayor will be speaking.
So the parade itself starts at what, 2:00 on Sunday?
2:00 on Sunday. We always try and stick with Sundays. That way the most people that are off work, you know, can attend. And
is going through our usual downtown route here, just along Main Street and turning at Cherry?
That is correct. The standard parade route started Main and Seminary Street with the construction, bumped it up last year.
Mm-hmm.
Threw a little wrench in the gears, but we adjust and move forward.
Not as many room for floats there, I would imagine.
It gets creative parking everybody. We have all the back streets, and Laurel Stiegel's always wonderful. She helps me out with the lineup, and I make the lineup, and I'm standing down there directing people, and she's running around helping every year. So
great.
It does turn there at Cherry Street and terminate at the courthouse. Like I say, we'll have the guest speakers there. We'll have taps played by a few GHS band members. We'll play taps and still tying up some last-minute loose ends, as always.
Of course, yeah. So speaking of loose ends, then, as you mentioned, if you're still looking for folks to participate if they want to, how should they get a hold of you if they want to be in the parade?
Absolutely. They could call me the morning of. My cell phone is 309-368-9379.
Okay.
They can contact me anytime. I work for the railroad, so my phone's off half my life. But leave a voicemail. I will get back to you. And I love getting new entries in the parade. Like I say, it keeps it exciting, and it brings new things for the people to see.
One more time on the phone number.
309-368-9379.
All right. Ryan Hummel, the organizer of the Galesburg Veterans Day Parade, again this Sunday afternoon downtown with a ceremony after the 2:00 parade at the courthouse. Thanks so much again for your time, and thanks for continuing to organize the parade. And once again, thank you for your service as well.
Thank you for your support and letting me come on the radio today. I appreciate it.
And our radio stations will be one of the entries in the parade this year.
Of course.
So as always, we look forward to that. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more coming up on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.